Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't miss a thing.
What are you gonna do?
On your phone or tablet.
Are you listening to me?
Listen, get the latest stories or download a podcast. Podcast 98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Third and 10 on the 14. The final play of the 2019 preseason. Two receivers left, one right. Hillam into the backfield for Kyle Laletta, standing at his 19. Shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Throws towards the end zone, and it is caught. Touchdown, Giants. Who else? Alonzo Russell. And the Giants storm the field as time runs out.
.985 The Sports Hub. Wallach alerted to me that we have not been doing Funk Friday today. There's too many moving pieces.
I understand.
And my computer doesn't work where I can play the music.
Okay. So maybe we can get Mason to play like one or two like token funk songs. Nah, toss them in there.
No, nah, because we're popping on a replay.
And then, oh, that's a good
point.
And
then it's the stack.
All right, fair enough.
Listen, it's a long weekend, and it's worthy of replaying. Phil Perry, I'm sorry that we got to you late, but I had to tell a story about going to the bathroom.
I totally understand, and I just tweeted this out, but I'm feeling inspired this morning after listening to that tale of mind over matter, Fred. Nice job by you.
That's right. I had to tell a story about going. This is the brilliance that is me. All right, so we got Phil Perry. He's from NBC Sports Boston. He has sat through that game and talked before and after it.
Ate ice cream during it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, did you, because I like that Bertrand and Howe on the radio end before the game were acting like they weren't acting like they wanted to be there. Now, how was it for you? Did you put on a brave face and pretend that you were happy to be there?
No, I think at one point about, I don't know, 12 minutes into the game, I said something along the lines of, I can't believe there are 48 minutes left in this football game, because it had already felt like it had gone about an hour and a half. I will say this. I mean, it's rare, the fourth preseason game, where you actually get to see three starting caliber NFL players right out on the field for an extended period of time. So I found that actually kind of interesting. Got to see Julian Edelman, got to see Josh Gordon, got to see Demaryius Thomas. So,
do you think they should have played Edelman?
I'm in the camp that says he's far too important to your overall operation that I wouldn't have him out there, and I understand their perspective, which is, I'm sure, hey, the guy could get hurt at any time, so we want to get him out there, knock a little rust off, so let's do it. But I would put him in that Gronk category, where we didn't see Gronk play in the preseason for about 8 years or 7 years, somewhere in there. And it was because if you lost him in a meaningless game, part of your season was going to be derailed in all likelihood. And I feel sort of the same way about Julian Edelman's importance to this passing game right now. I just feel like there are so many question marks when it comes to that part of their offense. If they were to lose that guy in the fourth preseason game, you'd be kicking yourself.
All right, Demaryius Thomas, from what I gather, looked good last evening. And does that mean anything to you? Is this something that gives you hope that he will not, he'll be a little bit tougher as the season goes on?
Yeah, I looked at that night last night for Demaryius Thomas as a huge victory for him. I mean, the guy is only 8 months removed from tearing his Achilles. He's 31 years old. He's in a new offense with a new quarterback that he's never played with before, and he still hasn't played with Tom Brady, but he's still trying to pick up the offense, and he was activated to be able to practice like about a week or so ago. So the fact that he was out there and he looked competent, he was in the right place at the right time, and you just watch him get off the line of scrimmage and break off a couple of his routes. He had one play where I think it was about a 20-yard comeback route or so, and he broke it off fairly crisply, and it looked like he trusted his feet. I think all of those things are positive steps for somebody who's missed that much time and probably gives him a lot of confidence moving forward. I had a post on our website about a week or so ago, and it was, you know, trying to pin down realistic expectations for Demaryius Thomas. And I basically said if he's going to be essentially their fourth receiver and maybe their sixth target overall in the passing game, that's essentially going to make him Philip Dorsett. And you might have to just expect, okay, about two catches a game, 20 yards or so per game. It's not going to be a big deal, but he might show up in some big moments for you just because he's had the career he's had and he is who he is. But what we saw last night, if he's the number three guy potentially, who knows what's going on with N'Keal Harry, you know, then his numbers are going to make that post that I had a few days ago look like a joke.
Jared Stidham played the entire game. Brian Hoyer sat there with his helmet on, didn't get on the field. Does that mean the Patriots take two quarterbacks and get rid of Hoyer, or do they hold on to all three?
Well, I said yesterday if Hoyer played at all, I thought that was a bad sign for him. I thought, especially after the third preseason game, where Bill Belichick told us immediately after the fact, essentially, we didn't need to see Brian tonight because he's played a lot of football. Well, if that was the case in the third preseason game, which is the closest thing you get to a regular season game, and then we ended up seeing him last night, I think that would have been a sign that they were just trying to keep Jared Stidham healthy and that Brian Hoyer was you know, no chance was going to make the roster. So I'd say in that regard, maybe he kind of dodged a bullet, but I still feel like they're going to go with two quarterbacks. They've shown time and again over the years when they can get away with going with two, they go with two. They went with two when Hoyer was an undrafted rookie in 2009. They went with two when Ryan Mallett's second year. The last couple times they've gone with three was when Brady was suspended four games, and then before that it was actually Mallett's rookie year with Brian Hoyer, and I think it was pretty obvious to anybody who watched Ryan Mallett that summer that he wasn't ready to be a backup, plain and simple. I don't feel like that's the case with Jared Stidham. To me, everything he brings to the table in terms of his physical skill set, the mobility, the accuracy, all of that alone might make him a capable backup. And I think the decision-making, while still a little bit slow, like a tick slow, a hair slow at times, and we saw that again last night. I thought the first, or maybe not the first third down throw, but the third down throw to Josh Gordon that actually ended that first drive of the game for the Patriots, the ball just came out a little slow. It gave the defensive back a little bit of time to get to it, knock it away, and they have to kick a field goal. You still see that occasionally from Stidham, but even in terms of the decision-making, he's improved an incredible amount since, you know, about a month ago, the first few practices we saw in training camp when he was choking the life out of the football in the pocket and unable to make a decision and get rid of the thing. So to me, he's shown as much as almost any backup, maybe right there next to Jimmy Garoppolo in the last handful of years we've seen here in New England. And so I would make him the backup if I was the Patriots.
Interesting, because you would think that Brady would be in the camp of keeping Hoyer, but the Patriots do what they're going to do. All right. Well, Phil Perry, thank you so much for the time. And well done last night. I'm sure it was a grind, but things get exciting next week. We appreciate the time.
All right, boys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. We'll be back with a thing called the infomercial Price is Right.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub. 98.5thesportshub.com is your connection to the world of Boston sports wherever you go. 98.5thesportshub.com.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
With Rob Gronkowski doing his the other day before, where it was basically an infomercial, it got me thinking. I've been watching a lot of late night TV lately for some reason. I've been staying up kind of late. I actually called one of the numbers the other day for a there's a channel that after like 10 o'clock at night, all it does is run 30-minute commercials for Time Life Music and the CD collections that they have.
Yes.
There was one that was for soft rock, and it was a 9-CD set, and I was, I'd been drinking a little bit, so I thought I'd call them. And I started talking to this gentleman, and it was like, call within 2 minutes, and you get an extra bonus thing. And the first question I was like, hello, Time Life Books? And I said, yeah, did I call within the 2 minutes? And he goes, excuse me? Like, did I call within the 2 minutes? Oh, yes, absolutely you did. And he goes through the whole thing, and I'm like, well, how much are these CDs? Well, it's only $150 for the entire CD collection. I'm like, now, are these songs that I could not be able to find on Spotify if I wanted to? And he goes, well, I'm not sure, but it's a great collection. We put it together. And I'm like, okay, I'd like to buy these, but first, can you tell me where I can get a CD player? So either way, let's do this. It's time for The Price is Right for crappy infomercial products. I will play you the infomercial of a product, by the way, that truly exists. These are real products.
All right.
These are not something from The Onion.
Okay.
And you just have to guess at the end of the infomercial how much they're asking you for.
All right. So here we go. Real products.
Let's start off with this one, shall we, Fred? This one might... Because of some of your activities recently, you might find this. Maybe this will be your Christmas present for me. We shall see.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go. People are waiting to tee off, and there's no restroom out here.
Guys, how many times has this happened to you? Come on, you know you can't hold it in that long. Don't worry, I've got the perfect gift for you. Introducing the Euro Club.
Introducing a tree.
Just like introducing bushes off the second tee box.
Yeah, like, Jesus. Like, where to pee? We're in the middle of this woods. I don't know where to go.
Those are words that no one's ever said playing golf.
Yeah.
Where do I pee?
Yeah, like, I'm a man.
The world is your toilet on a golf course.
Honest to God.
Seriously. And then and I guess you'd have something, even if you insisted on a toilet, I mean, you would have to have something severely wrong with you. I mean, every nine holes is a toilet.
Don't worry. I've got the perfect gift for you. Introducing the Euro Club, the discreet sanitary solution for your urgent relief. Created by a board-certified urologist, it looks like an ordinary golf club, but it contains a special reservoir built into the grip to relieve yourself. And it appears to everyone that you're just checking out your club.
Yeah, when you checking out your club with your pants down and your dork in the top of
a
it.
A board-certified urologist spent time.
No, they just said, hey, we're going to make this thing hollowed-out club. If that thing doesn't have whiskey in it within 5
exactly.
seconds. Like, but, yeah, that's right. I want to be more discreet. Rather than going in the woods and camouflaging myself, I'm just going to, what's going on with my bag that's, 5 feet in the air? Oh, here, it appears that my penis has slipped out. But who in their right mind would go to the bathroom in their bag? I seem to have fooled you.
Imagine, like, driving up to your golf cart and go, that man is having sex with his golf club.
Yeah, like, I'm rummaging around here. I'm rummaging around. And this board-certified urologist is like, yeah. I gotta give my heads up. Yeah, you can certainly pee in it. That I can guarantee you.
As a certified urologist, yes. Pee can indeed go into that golf club.
Yeah, pee can go in hollowed out spaces.
And it appears to everyone that you're just checking out your club. When you really have to go, it's a lifesaver. Sanitary, leak-proof, easy to clean, and no more embarrassing moments in the bush.
Imagine being the poor caddy who has to handle that golf bag after it's done. Because you know that there's no such thing as 100% non-drip rate.
And the embarrassing of going in a bush. Oh, boy, am I embarrassed. No one can see me. All right, so the idea is the Price is Right.
Yeah, uh-huh. So how much for this wonderful product?
All right. It's a hollowed out, which I'm sure looks like a great golf club.
Yeah.
Let me think. I'm going to go, I'll just go $19.99.
Oh, I'm going to go higher. I say $49.99.
Dramatically improve your golf scores for only
$49.95. Yeah! Yeah! Johnny Longame nailing it.
You can get a used.
Please hand me my lob wedge.
Get a used lob wedge for $50.
You think everything's a situation where it gets stuck?
Oh, man.
You got to go into the doctor's office like an elephant trunk.
Well, they do a thing at the end of the year of everything that's gotten stuck up people, so. $49.99 for a fake club.
Yeah, a plastic container, basically. Oh, sorry, it could be steel.
Drink a lot of water. I really have to go.
Mike behind the mic, Callahan, why are you doing infomercials now?
Drink a lot of water. I really have to go.
That guy doesn't seem too into it.
Drink a lot of water. I really gotta go.
Drink a lot of water. I really have to go.
All right. I didn't drink so much water.
Our next product.
All right, let's break. Okay. We have three more. Okay. Hopefully there is... It's useful as a at least the motivational tape is motivational.
I got. Does Monty have one of these online too?
All right, Monty, go ahead.
No, I don't have one. I know Wallet does since he gets the price right. But
all right, what is
how thick is the grip?
Right. I mean.
I thought it was going to be like a catheter, like a bladder that you wore in some way, nope. Shape, or form.
No, you just unscrew the top of it and just stick it over your thing, and there we go.
Do they show, like, it working?
Well, I mean, they show a guy, like, turning to the side.
Smiling with his head nodding, going, yeah.
And the idea is that you're supposed to think that that is more clandestine than it would be to be in the woods. Okay.
So he said, well, someone grab my pee wedge.
All right, there you go.
When you go to the bathroom, do you yell foreskin before pulling your pants?
Very good. Eddie Youngman.
Let's get to our next product. Once again, these are real. Not from The Onion. Something that somebody believed in so much that they ran ads for on television. All right,
here we go.
It's the problem in the marriage bed that no one likes to talk about. Maybe that's why they call it silent but deadly. Well, now there's a real solution to a very real problem. Introducing the Better Marriage Blanket. On the outside, the Better Marriage Blanket looks and feels just like a soft, warm comforter. But on the inside, it contains a layer of activated carbon fabric, the same type of fabric used by the military to protect against chemical weapons.
Yeah, farting too much there in bed?
Can you imagine, like, your marriage if you have to go, my wife is such a disgusting pig that I have to buy a carbon fiber
military grade blanket to, like, to sop up the fart?
Like, you're so disgusting, you pig, that, like, you can't control yourself, that, like, I have to go and get militarized materials to stop your stupid farts. It should come with a divorce papers.
The best is that each of these infomercials has to have like a reenactment of has this ever happened to you? And it's this woman getting into bed and she just goes, whoa. And then there's this guy just like lying on his stomach. Yo.
Oh man.
Flatulence molecules easily pass through the cotton.
There's one thing I've studied. And listen, I've only had rudimentary biology when I was in college, but there are flatulence molecules, and they are a bugger.
The same type of fabric used by the military to protect against chemical weapons. Flatulence molecules easily pass through the cotton shell and are harmlessly absorbed into the layer of carbon fabric.
Oh, I was worried about that. I was worried that it was going to start a fire.
Where's the flatulence molecule in the periodic table of elements?
Well, it's the one that you don't want. That's the one they don't want you to see.
Right, its symbol is ASS.
Even when used on top of bed sheets, offending molecules are absorbed before anyone knows they're there. So whether you or your spouse suffers from a health issue or just the occasional disagreeable meal, you owe it to your marriage to try the Better Marriage Blanket. It makes a great wedding gift or anniversary gift.
A wedding gift?
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I don't. I've seen the way your wife eats. Oh. And I'm guessing this is for you. A wedding gift. Oh. Hey, you two stupid pigs. I found the most offensive thing I could give you. There's nothing worse I could have given you. I could have given you a prostitute, and it would have been nicer than this.
Oh. Right, because you're saying, hey, you look like the type of people who would fart all night while you sleep.
Or, you know, your fiance told me that you're gross. And so he said to get this. Word around town is that you're just a horrible, horrible, disgusting pig. I was going to get you a toaster, but then I thought, hey, they'll appreciate this. All right, so I'm going to say that is expensive. I'm going to say, because that's military-grade stuff. I am going to say that is $65.
I'm going higher. I say $99.99, Fred.
$49.99.
Oh, $49.99 is a sweet spot.
Now, unfortunately, I wonder if they have a blanket for other types of people.
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go.
I mean, if it holds a fart molecule, yeah.
Well, that's just a water bed. All right, so we continue.
All right, we continue.
Does the shoulder strap of your car cut into your shoulder? Is your shoulder strap too tight and annoying? Introducing the Teddy Bear, the cute little guy that eliminates all those problems. Designed to make driving more comfortable, the Teddy Bear snaps onto your shoulder strap.
All right, so this is a busty woman, and they're saying Teddy.
And it, no, it shows it. It's spelled T-I-D-D-Y, Bear.
The Teddy Bear. So this is more like of a fantasy.
And she slides the bear because sometimes it just can be uncomfortable. She slides the bear right down, right in the middle of her chest, and then you're like she smiles.
You're on Tinder, and you see the thing. You go, hey there, busty Dusty. I got it. I look at what I got you. I saw you on Tinder with those jugs. You uncomfortable in the car? Who's like? This is for like guys. It's like bragging. I had to get the Teddy Bear from the lady.
Things are so out of control.
Just popping off all over the place. Listen, this equals the fart blanket. Right now, we're even. Because I was going to leave her when we got the fart blanket, but then I had to get the Teddy belt, and then...
It's the Teddy, T-I-D-D-Y Bear.
Yes, I'm saying the name of the product.
And moves up and down to remove the pressure wherever you need it.
My shoulder strap used to pull so tight, I could hardly breathe. Now with the Teddy Bear, I really enjoy traveling again.
Just snap it on, slide it where it relieves the pressure, and drive away. The Teddy Bear stays where you want it until you move it.
My wife used to always complain about the pressure from her shoulder belt. Not anymore.
And the Teddy Bear worked so great, he got one for himself, too.
It's like the man's ear. He just squishes his man boobs together like, yeah, not too bad. BBW. Mm-hmm.
My shoulder strap was always digging in, but the Teddy Bear, it makes it comfortable for me to drive again.
The Teddy Bear works great for men and women.
If you're in and out of your car all day like I am, you're really going to enjoy the comfort of the Teddy Bear.
All right, I am saying that is not a dollar more than $19.99.
That was going to be my guess. I'll have to guess something different. I'll say
$24.99.
And order your Teddy Bear for just $14.95 plus shipping and handling.
Oh, yeah.
Mention this commercial, and we'll give you a second Teddy Bear absolutely free.
All right.
Teddy Bears for the low price of just $14.95.
That's right. You get two of them.
I think that there would be legal implications if they asked for any more money than that. All right, so you have a fart blanket and then the Teddy Bear. And right there, you're...
Drank a lot of water. I really have to go.
Not making a lot of effort to get up and move. I'm just going to stay here. There's only something that could come to me. Like a portable device that I could pee in.
It looked like something.
Hey, how about this? I'll pee in this golf ball. Don't mind if I do.
Oh, water. You come and bit me again.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jason, go ahead.
Steak and eggs, boys.
Hey.
I want to preface this by saying that I'm a wallaholic, but he's acting very smug in the second chair for the third time.
Okay.
And if I can give you a perfect analogy, it's like the movie Top Gun. Merlin, the black pilot, before Goose even died, he had one line. After Goose died, he had two or three, and you're like, what the heck? Stop stomping on jokes, Wallach. You stink at the second chair. Thank you.
Wallach.
I thought I was really good about that.
No, you didn't step on anything. You let me tell a very long-winded story about going to the bathroom. You didn't interrupt at any time there.
Prompted you? Wanted to flesh that out. Wanted to make sure we all understood the pain you were feeling.
Listen, I got no complaints about today's show. I'm sure on Twitter it's a different story.
It is.
I'm sure on Twitter it's how terrible the show is, but I have...
No, more specifically how terrible I am. You're gold, man. People love you.
Well, just
can't get enough of the tea.
Just look at the little survey they did.
Yep.
10% of the audience, baby.
That's right.
Thinks I'm the bee's knees.
You think Rich was upset about that?
Yep. I would be.
It was like words were still coming out of my mouth when you answered that. Really?
No, I don't think he's like upset. I just think that it was like, it just like is weird. I don't know.
Okay.
No, I don't think he's like thinking about it, but I'm sure when he saw it, he was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
It's not like it'd be one thing if I was like number one and he was not on it.
Sure.
I
mean, but you were on the list. There you are. You were fifth.
Well, it's exactly. It's not exactly behind everyone else at the station and tied with Maserati.
Yes.
Let's put it this way. I didn't see it and go, wow, this is great news.
Yeah. Paul is never kind to this show anyway.
The Paul does not like this show.
No.
The Paul, not big fans. Not big fans. I'm glad that our bonus structure is not based on that poll. We would not have nearly as much money. All right, real quick, let's play some of this Tyson stuff. Here is Tyson. It's a thing he calls where he's hotboxing. He's with this guy who used to play from the Jaguars. Meta World Peace is the guest.
Okay, we have an awesome episode of Hot Boxing today. I'm Mike Tyson.
I'm Evan Britton.
And our guest here tonight is no other than the most glamorous Man of Peace.
Meta World Peace. My name is Meta World Peace. Y'all know me. I had a rough professional career, right? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you I'm not going to smoke with Mike Tyson.
This like, is going to be awesome.
And I think, in sports, it's not as accepted. And I think it has its time and place. You know, not like you can't go onto the court and smoke. But when you get home, maybe, have a joint. You get 5 joints a year and smoke.
Yeah.
We notice. You get 5.
At least.
You get 5.
What do you say? Smoke right before you come on.
So I would say if you can smoke at least 5 times a year. But if you smoke on a, more than 5 times a year, we fine you $200,000.
Wow, you serious? But
yeah.
Listen.
So that's 200
the NBA
grand.
Policy?
No, it's not the NBA policy. I'm just coming up. I'm high.
Listen, I'm the kind of guy, I have to stay high constantly every day.
We floating, right? We chilling. Come on.
Yeah, hell yeah, brother.
We chilling.
Can't do 5 times a day.
No, I see what you're saying, though.
All right, so Tyson is not following anything Meta World Peace is saying. No. But also, like, I read, a lot of these memoirs. And I'm not alone. There's guys that have had terrible problems with drugs and taking tons and tons of psychedelics that can't stand being high. Like weed is the one drug. I mean, Doug Stanhope is famous for his excess. He can't stand weed. I read this book about just how stupid I am about the bass player for UFO who is
How old is that book?
He was the most notorious living drug addict that was ever in a band. Ozzy says, I got nothing on this guy. And he didn't smoke weed because he couldn't handle it. I am starting to get to the point. I wish I liked smoking weed because it's not bad for you. I wish it doesn't make you fat. Drinking makes you fat and everything. And plus it can leave you hungover and then there's it causes health problems. Weed, you don't get that. But I cannot stand being high. I have no idea how people can be high all day. And I'm not the only one that doesn't agree with. I find it to be a nightmare. The idea, I couldn't even smoke at night and come in here because I get I don't sleep right. And then I get a weed hangover. I don't know. I don't know how people can stay high all the time.
Maybe if you worked afternoons again.
I don't like being high. It's not fun. People can drive around. You're not supposed to, but people can function and go to work.
How big was that brick in your freezer that your mother-in-law found?
It wasn't a brick.
Not a brick.
It was probably an ounce.
Okay.
A little under an ounce.
Well, the way you described it, it was a lot more than that.
An ounce of weed is a fair amount of weed.
No, but I mean, an enormous amount is how I pictured it when you described it.
Well, I mean, not much use for more than an ounce. Like, an ounce is going
to... Then you're with intent to distribute, and that's bad.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, it would have taken my wife and I... this is a long time ago, but it would have taken me probably 9 years ago, but it would have taken my wife and I a year or close to a year to smoke an ounce.
Okay.
And I don't even know how we ended up with an ounce. But my mother-in-law, who we have not spoken to in 4 or 5 years, thought it was quote unquote oregano and threw it out.
Right.
So Stephanie was like, why'd you throw out all that weed? And she's like, oh, I thought it was oregano. No, you didn't. You knew exactly what it was, and you just did it to be a pain in the ass.
Real quick, I know we're jumping all over the place. We've got to take a break. I get it. Has the mother-in-law tried to contact you at any time in the last couple of years?
Not me.
No, but I mean, Stephanie, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She has.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Sometimes there's sneak attack phone calls, like private number phone calls that my wife answers and immediately has to hang up.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
There's sneak attack phone calls. There's emails.
Oh.
But she's happy.
Well, good.
She's, from what I gather, a lot of time in Israel. She's quote-unquote married to someone.
Oh.
Not religiously married, but conveniently not married.
On paper.
Not on paper. Conveniently, there's no financial strings attached.
I see.
It's so typical of her. Yeah. As long as we got married, But the best is she wanted to, you got to get I forget what it is in the Jewish religion, you have to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough just to get a legal divorce. If you're super religious, you have to have a rabbi grant you something, and both parties have to be involved. And when she first asked my father-in-law, he's like, nope. He's like, I'm remarried. I don't care. I don't care what the rabbi says. It's like, I'm not going to do that. And you know what? I don't blame him. If your ex-wife actually, where you had to go there and, do stuff.
I'm not with you now. There's a reason I'm not with you now.
No.
Drag me back into this.
Just because you believe in this thing doesn't mean I have to go down there and put on a dog and pony show.
Hey, here's a tip. Go get married.
It's a get. It's called a get. And he was like, she's like, I need to get a get from a rabbi. And he's like, well, I didn't get one. And she's like, well, I'm real religious now. And he's like, yeah, okay, no.
Enjoy.
I think he finally did it.
Oh, really?
Because they got married, quote unquote, in terms of the church.
Okay.
But Uncle Sam don't see that.
I see.
All right. So we'll find out what's going on with whatever show is coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.